The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
It's another episode of DBB. Hey, and welcome back to DBB. This is episode 143, and I am your host, John Russell. And today, I just wanted to update you guys on things that are going on behind the scenes. I know it's been a while since I've done a DBB, probably over a month now. But that's only been because I've been busy with life and things in general, and of course, trying to get these Doctor Who episodes edited and completed and released, and we have managed to get Murder on the Solar Express out there, so all four episodes of that story are available for you to listen to, so if you haven't done so already, you should go and listen to those, if you indeed enjoy our fan-produced Doctor Who series. But hopefully it was a good episode, hopefully everybody enjoyed it. I think it came out pretty well, and we're currently working on the final mix for the next adventure called The Fear Man, and I just released a trailer for that, so yeah, hopefully you guys will listen to that trailer and get all jazzed up for that story, and it may or may not release on the day that it's meant to, on the Saturday. This may not go out until Saturday, and The Fear Man may come sometime in the middle of the week. I don't know. You'll know when you're listening to this whether it's come out or not. And the actual episode of The Fear Man, that is. It is a one-off, one-part story. I think it's something a little different. It's a little more of a psychological drama, tinging more in the horror genre than the usual sci-fi fantasy kind of stories we do for Doctor Who. This one's got a little more edge to it. So yeah, hopefully everybody enjoys it. It's a little bit different, and it's our season finale for season 6. And it's one that I kind of thought for a minute maybe I should hold off until October, until Halloween time for, because it's kind of got that horror element. But then I thought, well, probably not. We'll probably get it out real soon for you, just to keep it with the rest of the season. You know, we already had one big gap in between stories, in between the first half of the season and the second half, and I don't really want to hold anything over. Plus, when we go into the next season, this is going to lead directly into something that's going to happen in a story that may be the premiere story for season 7. I'm not sure yet. A story that I've actually plotted out. And let me remind myself about the title, but it is called The House of Dread. That is the tentative title so far. That title could change, but yeah, there is a story that this will link into, because we kind of leave things on a sort of cliffhanger. I don't want to give anything away, so no real spoilers there, but there's more to this than what is presented in just the episode The Fear Man. It's kind of leading into, you know, something more, and introduces a character that we will hear from again. So if that story indeed works out, and I think it will. So, I really feel good about it, and I think it's going to be quite an interesting journey for the TARDIS crew that we have, the Doctor, Jen, Mina, and I. So it should be quite an interesting season 7. So I'm going to try and do some different things with that season. There will be some darker moments. There will be some lighter moments. And we are currently planning that out and trying to write scripts as we speak, and including a bit of a writing turn for our doctor, Paul Arbisi, who has submitted a script, which we're working out the bugs on now, which will come at some point in season 7. So, a lot of things going on there. So, we're certainly not done with Doctor Who. So, season 6 might be wrapping up with the Fear Man, but season 7 is just around the corner, and hopefully we will get that produced by the end of the year, or at least, start producing it before the end of the year, start recording it, and hopefully get to writing it within the next few months. But, of course, I also do intend to get Magic Monsters and Mayhem Book 4 released, which has been on a very long delay for many, many reasons, which we will go into a lot more in depth when those stories start to get released, when those episodes start to get released. So, Book 4 is still coming. It's still, everything is recorded. We just have to master the rest of the lines. Some have been mastered and some haven't. And then get it all edited together. Lee James Sands is patiently waiting for me to get the mastering done on those. Time has just not been on my side so far this year. I haven't had time to get to that because I've been working on other things. And, of course, life in general has cropped up a few times and said boo. I've been under the weather off and on this year. I've had doctor's appointments, etc. I've had family life. I've had tragedy in the family. We had a loss this past week in the family. So a lot has been going on, a whole lot, which has kept me from being able to do things the way that I normally do them, at least, or as quickly and consistently as I normally have been able to. I mean, not that I've not that I can ever say that I've consistently been able to do all this. There's always something, but this year has been the most inconsistent year we've had for a while. So the last few years have been tough, of course, because 2020, of course, was what it was. Last year was a challenge as well. And this year has been no less of a challenge so far for us here. We're fighting to get through it all and working to keep DRE going. And it is all a slow trickle, of course. It kind of always has been. I guess it always will be. And it's just something that I've kind of gotten used to. And I've gotten used to apologizing to you guys, the listeners, for having to continue to wait and wait and wait on things to get finished. And, it's not easy when it's just a handful of us that are working behind the scenes to bring these things to you. There is myself, there is Lee James Sands, who I don't know what I would do without these days, because he's been really a good support system. He's been a good friend, and he's done a lot of the editing. He's pretty much the Doctor Who editor. And he's going to be working on Magic Monsters and Mayhem Book 4, doing the editing. So you'll get 8 episodes of that, but it might take a little while to get all this together and edited. So hopefully by the end of the year we can start releasing them. But that's just fingers crossed. I can't. I'm not going to give you guys a solid release date for that yet, because I just don't know. Because we're still in that stage of putting things together and trying to find time to put things together. Some of the work's been done, but it's been a very slow crawl over a couple of years. So this should have been out 2019, 2020, but it just didn't happen because of a lot of stuff. So again, which I will go into when we get around to releasing these episodes, then I can tell you the whole backstory, and some of it I will be reiterating, and some of it will be stuff that you may not even know. So, it's been quite a journey, and Magic Monsters of Mayhem from day one has been kind of a tough series to do for various reasons. So what started out as a light comedic fun fantasy romp turned into, you know, this epic drama, fantasy drama adventure series, and the drama has been as potent behind the scenes as it has been, you know, in the story itself, so maybe more so. So it is what it is. But yeah, we will get book four out to you finally, which will wrap up our main story arc that's been going on now for a few years. And then we'll see about the future. I would love to revisit those characters again in the future and that world, but I don't know what form it will take, whether it'll be a book five or whether it'll be, you know, just another series altogether with some of the characters and in the world. I don't know. We'll find out. There's a lot more I'd like to do with a few of those characters for sure. But it will just take time. You know, it will just take time. And we have so many other things, you know, in the works. We'd still like to get another season of Showcase out to you eventually. We're obviously working on Doctor Who. We'd like to do more Robots of the Company. What else? We've got the new sci-fi series, Spacers Inc., which we've been working on for a couple of years now, which is still slowly slugging along behind the scenes. So eventually, all this stuff should come together and come out. I'm trying to streamline our productions so that we don't have too many things going at once, and so that we can concentrate on one project at a time and get things out hopefully a little more quickly. But, it just depends on a whole lot of factors. And so we'll see. Time is always the main factor. So, when we have time to devote to these things, when life itself doesn't creep in, then, you know, we get things done. So, slow but sure, we are getting things done, and we will have more for you soon. In the meantime, I will try to keep up semi-regularly with these DBB releases to let you know what's going on behind the scenes. And I also have my fan podcast, my classic Doctor Who podcast, Q Who, which I'm trying to do a little more regularly. Just general discussions and reviews for various classic series Doctor Who material, which is just fun. That's just fun for me, really, and for the Doctor Who community. So that's all that's about. It keeps things going on production side for me, because it's pretty easy to put together, because it's just me chatting for, you know, 10, 20, 30 minutes, and then I just have to do a very brief master and edit of it and get it out. So same way with DBB, it's the same process. So these two shows, these podcasts, are a little bit easier to do than a full-blown drama or comedy. So there's always a lot more involved in doing, you know, scripted material, you know, stories. So I do like to do the podcasts to keep things going. And we do have various outlets and social media that you can keep up with us. We have a YouTube channel where most of our releases go. We have quite a number of releases up there now, where I take these audios and turn them into sort of videos. And I hope to continue that and keep growing that channel, which is JPR Guy is the channel. Because JPR obviously is me, I am that guy. So the channel is for DRE, but that was, I don't know, when I first created the YouTube account, that is what I went with, JPR Guy. So that's what it is. And you'll find links to that on our website, dreamrealmsite.com. You'll find links to that and all of our socials, Twitter, Facebook, etc. And there's so many places you can connect with us with. And you can also email us at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com if you have questions, comments, what have you. And, we will do our best to keep in contact with you guys, and that's kind of what DBB is all about, keeping in contact with you guys, the listeners, the community, the fam, however you want to look at yourselves, and to keep you informed as to what's going on behind the scenes, not just with the shows, but, with me and our various members and staff members, crew members, however you want to look at it. So, I also want to shout out to Maria Major, who also works behind the scenes doing editing and so forth. She's, of course, in the same boat as me. Time is not always on her side, so she contributes when and where she can. She's been editing, of course, various shows for us. She's been working on Spacers Inc. now for a while when she gets the time, and, between us, we will get that show together at some point and start releasing them. That is the assurance you have for me that we are determined to do that. But anyway, I want to wrap this up now. That's pretty much all I wanted to say for today. Just try to keep up with us. Try to be patient. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for your patience. Thank you for your support. We now have on YouTube, we now have like 28 subscribers, I think, as of this recording. We'd love to see that rise. I'd love to build that channel. So tell your friends about it. Go visit. If you haven't subscribed already, do so. You can listen to our audios there and you'll get that video component. And at some point, I may even do a video version of DBB. I've been promising this for a long time, or at least maybe not promising it, but hinting at it for a long time. And I now have a webcam, so I might actually do a video version of this podcast, DBB, in the near future. So if you want to see my ugly mug as I talk about these things, you may get your chance. I'm still debating with myself as to when, how, and whether or not I'm really going to do it. That may happen, especially if I see the YouTube channel grow. If we get, if we can get, let's say, 50 subscribers, I will definitely do that. I will definitely do that. So get us to 50 at least for the time being, and then we'll grow from there, hopefully. So check it out on YouTube. Go to dreamrealmsite.com and you'll find a link to our channel. Or go to YouTube and look for our channel, JPR Guy, or any of our shows like DBB or Q Who or Doctor Who or Robots of the Company, any of that stuff, you should be able to find our shows and our channel on YouTube. Otherwise, you can get it wherever you get your podcasts. There's a number of outlets for that. And of course, all of our material always goes onto the website as well, dreamrealmsite.com. I'm told a lot of groups don't deal with websites anymore and people don't visit them. People do visit our website, so there is traffic there. It may not be as heavy as it was back in the day, but there is still consistent traffic on our website. So I know people are going there, and I know they're listening to our shows there, and there are shows there that you can't get anywhere else. So because there's only so much space at Podomatic, there's only so much space, on these various servers, but on our website, we have pretty much almost unlimited space. It's not completely unlimited, obviously, but I'm paying for that package to be able to have a lot of stored material. So you can find it all there. So you can find all our back catalog there, and most of what we've done. So at any rate, I definitely want to wrap this up here. I've rambled on enough, but thank you guys. We love you to death. Thank you so much for the support. You guys are the best. We will see you again real soon, and you know the drill. Please stay tuned.
program is copyright 2022, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises, always warping to new dimensions.